This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 602. Get your sevens in speaking and writing like Skabert.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Skabert, a Three Keys student. Find out how to enjoy your speaking test and get sevens on your next IELTS exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with an awesome student guest today with an interesting name, by the way, Skabert. I have never met a Skabert before you.
But it's Skabert.
Skabert. Is that a common name where you're from?
No, it's not a common name in any place in the planet, I think so.
Okay, we'll get to your IELTS scores here, but where does your name come from?
I always ask to my mom, but she always have a different answer, so I don't anymore.
That's so funny. Yo, this is a big mystery in your life. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Well, what is not mysterious is the work that you put in to increase your speaking and writing scores. So let's begin at the beginning here, Skabert.
Okay.
How many times have you taken the IELTS exam?
Well, it was my first time taking the IELTS exam.
Okay. Awesome. And what did you get in speaking and writing?
7.
That's amazing. Was it easy to get sevens in speaking and writing?
Well, I think so. I really worked hard for that, but on the days of the exam, I really feel confident and I enjoy the interview, the speaking part. I really, really enjoy that day.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. You know what? That is a really common element when I get to interview amazingly successful students like you that did well on the speaking exam. They always say that they enjoyed it, you know? And that, I mean, listeners, that tells you a lot about your goals for the speaking exam, right? Like, we're not just rehearsing robotically. You want to bring yourself in there, your personality, talk about things that you like, be very prepared so you feel confident, right? And then you have that flexibility to enjoy answering the examiner's questions. I mean, if you want a 7 or higher, that's really your goal. So let's talk about this, because first time, that's amazing to get 7s in speaking and writing, because a lot of students are just taking the exam over and over again. They can't break through to that 7 or higher, especially in speaking and writing. So let's get some advice going here. Let's talk about the speaking, because we already touched on that, right? So,
okay.
What do you think gave you that confidence on exam day?
Well, I'm going to tell you something funny that happened to me that day. I was like nervous before the exam. So when the examiner started asking me, I was like, okay, I can do this. So the second question that she asked me, I was like, oh my God, I didn't understand. And I asked her to repeat again. So she repeat, but I couldn't make an image in my mind. What was the question about? I don't know. Uh-huh. How I figured out that was about transportation. speaking, I didn't stop. In fact, in the second part, she just told me, this is the end of the section 2, blah, 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 blah. So she was laughing with me. I was like, oh my God, I was telling something about my country. So she was laughing, oh my God, I wanted to ask her, are you having fun? But I know that I couldn't do that. So I was like, okay, I think I did well because she's having fun here. She's laughing.
Yeah. No, that's always a really good sign. If the examiner is enjoying your answers, right? Like if you're getting a positive response like that from the examiner, that is always going to help your scores. Always. I can tell you 100%. That's so funny. So did that break your confidence at all when you felt like you didn't understand that second question? Like how were you able to overcome that, like come back from that?
Well, I just was like, you know, you have like a second to answer. And I was like, well, I cannot say that I didn't understand again because I don't have anything. But I don't know. I just think about you have studied really hard, so you need to exceed here. So I start speaking and I don't know. I just say to me, I can't stop at this moment and say, you know, like, I don't know what to say because it was going to be a silence between us. And I would, you know, the chance to get a good score will be very lower.
Yeah. The thing that I drew from that I think could help our listeners is the fact that the amount of preparation you put in, that's what helped you overcome that. Because at that specific point in time, your mind sort of froze a little bit and you're like, no, Skaber, you are not going to waste all of those hours. Like you worked too hard for this.
Literally was that. I thought that at that moment.
That's so awesome. So guys, that just speaks to good preparation, right? Like if you're going to invest so much time in something, so much time and effort and money into preparing for something, that's also going to motivate you on test day to not mess up because you'll be like, no way. I worked too hard for this. I love it. I love it so much. Okay. I'm sure our listeners can hear how fluent you sound, how confident you sound, how much we're not doing the speaking exam, but it still seems like you enjoy speaking English. Where does that come from?
I love language. I love English is my favorite one. I also speak Portuguese. Well, my native language is Spanish. I love English. I literally listen to English every day. I live in a country that we speak Portuguese all day, but I try to listen and practice English when I listen to something. I try to repeat what you, for example, your podcast. I listen and I repeat and I stalk. I spend like a week with one podcast listening and then improve.
That is fantastic. That is dedication, man. That is so awesome.
I mean, I love that. So for me, it's like, oh my God, this is what I like to do to improve my English.
That's so awesome. Guys, you have to find your way into the language, right? I remember doing, when I studied my master's in applied linguistics, that was something that really stuck with me was the target culture, the passion for the target language and the target culture. That is what opens your mind. That is what brings down those walls and lets the language come in, right? If you actually are motivated and enjoy what you're doing, right? So that activity, guys, if that sounds like something that you would enjoy doing like Skabert did, then that's fantastic. I mean, taking a whole week to break down a podcast and listen and repeat like that. That's wonderful. What else motivates you in English? Like certain movies or books or what? Hello, lovely listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you want to get sevens or higher on your next IELTS exam, look at 3 Keys IELTS. We guarantee that our system will increase your IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Well, I like to read a lot of things in English, movies, all the materials that you, I know, I when you talk on the course about watch a new series for your preparation for the IELTS test, I start to watch other things because I was really used to listen American English. So British English is like, oh my God, it's hard where the way they talk. Like they don't open their mouth when they talk. Oh my God. It's like hard. So I start to listen other things with the I didn't have a lot of sources that as I have today because of the course, because your course is like a balance. So you have material to, you know, after the IELTS exam, to practice and listen.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest benefits of Three Keys IELTS is the study plan. Yeah, it's the study plan itself, right? And guys, you could hear how motivating it is to have guidance like that, because it's so easy to feel lost when you're preparing for IELTS. Because you, like, there's so much pressure just from the exam itself, learning the reading strategies, learning the writing essay templates. Yeah. And that's like, that's its own thing. But then there's this whole other half of it where you need good English. Like, there's no way around it.
You know, Fonsi, before taking the exam, I was like, I found you by chance. But before taking the exam, I decided, well, I'm going to prepare myself with a book. I can do that. I have done before. But when I start studying, I was like, struggle to, you know, to get a direction. I was like, studying many things and I couldn't see the results. I was like, well, I'm studying this, but I can't write. I am doing this, but I can't finish reading at the correct time. So it was really hard. So I found your course and it was perfect.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. That balance, you guys, and the connection that we can make between all of these resources is important. Because like Skabert said, if you're doing another online course or just a textbook or whatever, then it is hard to see the improvement in real time because you don't see how all these different points are connected, right? Like maybe this chapter is on this like random topic. There's some random vocab and you're not sure like what is the point.
I was studying with some books or textbooks. I was like, oh my God, I'm learning a bunch of words, but I don't know how to use it. I can't remember how how to use it. That was the problem with that.
Yeah, for sure. No, I get that totally. So let's talk about the writing then, because before the course, right, you were doing the textbooks and you were just like, this is not helping. I'm still not sure what I'm supposed to do with the task one and task two. So could you share with our listeners anything that really helped you on that writing exam to get a 7?
Well, seriously, I think that I shared with you the coach plan. Your course is organized. All the information is, you know, is clear. You have all the steps, all the exercise can just like give you the right direction to get that 7. But in my case, I was writing like long sentences on Ian. Sky, you told me, hey, do this, and this, and I apply that because I was spending like a lot of time in the second essay. I was spending like 1 hour to do that, and it was like, oh my God. And you told me, hey, do this, and this, and I just apply that. I read like many times your this conversation in Sky. I apply that, and that works perfectly.
Yay! Oh, you sound so happy. I love it so much. Yeah, in the personal coach classes, that's also kind of a theme, is when students have been unable to meet that time requirement, right? Like they send me their essays and I say, how long did it take you to write task two? And they're like, an hour, or like more than an hour sometimes. And guys, we're always able to find the exact points that are taking too long, right? So in your case, it was like these like long sentences. It was just the flowing communication that we needed to clear up a little bit. And not only does that lead to higher scores because of clarity of communication, but also it's way faster to brainstorm and write the essay. That's so awesome. You know, I really like to think that with Three Keys, we respect our students as adults, right? By explaining to you exactly why you're doing these things, how this is going to help you on the exam, which part of the exam this exact practice will help you in, instead of just like throwing out all of these things and expecting you to connect the dots yourself. And then some of this stuff may not even help you in these courses if it's not connected to the scoring system. So I'm really glad to hear that it's clear. I love that so much.
Perfect.
Skabert, is there anything else that came out of our personal coach classes together? Some specific tips maybe that helped you in speaking or writing that you could share with our listeners?
Oh, my first I remember not. I'm sorry about that. I can't remember. But I think that that class for me that day, the writing, the day that we meet on Sky, I start, after that day, I start practicing the essays the way you told me, and I spend less time doing the second part, especially. On the date of the exam, I read the exam, I was like, oh my God, I could do this perfectly, I feel like totally confident to do that. When the examiner say, stop writing, I was like, oh, I'm done, I can finish everything.
That's so awesome. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, guys, if you are ready to experience the same level of confidence like Skabert, who got 7 speaking and writing her very first attempt, then go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you too can be a confident 3 Keys student. Skabert, is there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with our audience today?
Well, I should say the students enjoy the process about the course. If you don't doubt on purchasing this course, because the advantage that comes along with it is that your English is going to improve. Yes or yes.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah, totally. We can't ignore anything in our IELTS preparation, you guys. If you feel safe doing quizzes, right? Don't just do that. I think students are used to being students, right? So this is how I learn English. I take a test and I do a quiz and I do that.
Yeah.
But it's not, you guys, that is not going to lead to a level of English, overall English ability, that will give you a 7 or higher. It's just not. There are a lot of resources out there for you to explore, and we have organized them all into our study plans. And I love how you said, enjoy the process. I think that is also imperative, you guys. If you're approaching your IELTS studies with any negative feelings, you're simply not going to learn as much as if you enjoy it. Maybe you'll learn a little bit, sure, but you're not going to be a happy person, and you're not going to learn very much either. So enjoy the process. I love it. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Skabert, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.